Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Tim Cyclesman Wood, editor of Cycles News and Views on cyclesman.com. He's speaking to us from Gulf Shores, Alabama. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks as always for having me.
Tim, the latest U.S. jobs report said employment is high and growing, unemployment is low and remaining steady. What do the charts in your latest Cycle News and Views tell us?
Well, it is not in agreement with that statement you just made. If you look at the employment growth rate, it has been declining since the COVID spike, steadily declining. It's approaching its zero line. And looking back at the history of that data, going back to 1949, 100% of the time the employment growth rate has dropped below the zero line, it's been associated with a recession. And then looking at the flip side of that, looking at the unemployment, that as you quoted them saying that it remained low, if you look at the flip side of that, it has been rising since the COVID downturn. And if you look at the data there, going back to the 1949, it has been associated, not all crossings above the zero line have been associated with a recession, but all recessions have been associated with a crossing above the zero line, if that makes sense. And then, more importantly, in my world, from a cycles perspective, these rises above the zero line have been associated with a four-year cycle top, which is what I think we're pressing into. You know, I'm not saying we're at the top, not yet. No, not yet. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying, but I'm saying this is a precursor. This tells me that this move is an ending move up into a four-year cycle top. And I think that more importantly than just a recession, that the four-year top, and I think ultimately the setting up of, again, opportunity for the setup to cap this everything bubble, is going to occur in conjunction with that four-year top later this year.
Now, with that jobs report, what can we take from it then? The government's lying to us, or is it what Churchill said, there are lies, damn lies, and then statistics?
Well, I don't know what statistics they're looking at, but it like I said, the data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics does not line up with the statement that was made. So people can take away from that what they will.
Interest rate cuts predicted. Are they going to happen, and what kind of an impact will they have?
Absolutely. I have been saying that, well, first of all, this entire rate hiking cycle, I maintain that it was forced. It never should have happened. It's unprecedented. I've covered that from the beginning back in 21, and not to digress into that hole, but this rate hiking cycle, I think it has plateaued, so the fact that they did nothing this time is no surprise. We've seen the initial indications of the rate, that the rate cutting cycle is ahead. We're not there yet, but I think we're going to, over the next couple of months, we will be there, and we'll start to see some cuts. I think that will be perceived as positive. I think the fact that we have hit this rate hiking cycle plateau, if you will, we haven't seen any rate hikes in the market. In my opinion, and looking at history, this is common. I think the market is discounted, or it understands that there's no more rate hikes, and it perceives that as positive, and that's part of why we're being, or what is fueling us into this, blow-off top, if you will. And then once the first cut or so happens, I think that's going to fuel that even further. And it's going to be perceived as even more positive. But in reality, I think it's all part of the setup and what is going to be a big surprise with the capping of this or the potential, how do I want to say this? It's going to be the capping of the four-year cycle top. But in this four-year cycle top is going to be an opportunity for this this whole thing to come apart with the downturn out of the long-term sixth economic cycle. That is a fact. The question, the only question I have in my mind is will they and can they save it again? And, you know, I have my doubts this time.
Now, a secret report by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the Mounties, says Canada's politicians should be prepared for big civil demonstrations, perhaps even riots, because of a declining economy, that once Canadians realize how poor they are, they're going to take to the streets. Do you think there are secret reports like that bouncing around the U.S. government as well?
They certainly wouldn't surprise me. The fact that you made that statement, I had no idea. I had not heard that. But that is exactly the kind of thing that I think we are subject to see worldwide, globally, because I have written in my letter, you know, looking at this and the setup and this everything bubble. Look, we've talked about this for a long, long time. And, you know, it sounds like, how do I say it, a permabear, or it sounds like, you know, you just, you know, want to be pessimistic or however people want to look at it, talking about this bubble, the bubble, the bubble, the bubble. But the reality of it is, let me digress on this just for a minute. This entire, there, since 1800, and we've talked about this, but it's important because there may be other people, and it's important to reiterate. I was talking to a subscriber this morning. He's following my stuff, and, you know, has been a subscriber for a long time, and then he finally had an epiphany with something on the phone with me, and he's like, oh, my God, I see it. I see it now. So, you know, let me repeat this. Since 1800, there have been six long-term economic cycles. The fifth cycle peaked in 2000 with the organic top of the market. Everything since the 2002 low has been fueled on the back of the manipulative efforts to save the system. It tried to peak in 2007. That was the most extended four-year cycle advance in the history of the Dow Jones Industrials, from the 02 low into the 07 high. No, that's more than 4 years, exactly. It was extended. It was pushed. And it resulted in the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. That was the first attempted downturn out of this fabricated sixth economic cycle that, again, began out of the 02 low. The second time that cycle tried to turn down was in 2020. And it was saved by the COVID stimulus, the, inflation, my mind went blank for a minute, that was created because of the supply chain issues, the forced interest rate hiking cycle. They had to inflate, they had to reinflate. That stimulus and those efforts have now, they've run their course, and we're moving into another window where this entire thing can set up again. So, yes, we've been talking about a bubble for a long time, but it's been pushed and pushed and pushed. This is going to now be the third attempted downturn out of this long-term six economic cycle. It's going to happen. As sure as we're talking on the phone today, it will happen. The question is, can they save it again? And I don't know that, and I don't think they know that. I think they hope like hell they can, because if they can't, and it is the end of the system as it potentially could be, then the reason the Royal Canadian Police or whoever you said was putting out reports like that is because they know what's at risk. And that is why they have fought so hard to save it all these times for the last 20-plus years, is because they know what's at stake. And the public is skating through life thinking people like me is a freaking idiot that's trying to talk about this stuff, this broken record talking about this bubble, but they have pushed this thing and tried to save it for a reason. And the reason is the consequences, if they can't save it, are going to be dire. And I think statements like what you're referring to is nothing more than a contingency plan. Any event, they can't save it. So if we did have a true shutdown with a true economic collapse, what we saw with COVID and the supply chain issues there are going to be minuscule to what we could see in a real situation. So, yes, I understand the comment, and I think that the Canadian government is probably not alone in making such statements.
So should we be stocking up on canned salmon and tuna and perhaps some Kevlar?
Perhaps.
That may not
be a bad idea.
We'll have more with Tim Cycles Man Wood right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Tim Cycles Man Wood. Tim, what's your view on crude right now?
Crude oil has been, it's a counter-trend move or a last-ditch effort, last push into commodities. There's a three-year cycle, last push up into a three-year cycle. But at this point, I really think it's counter-trend, and it's part of the setting up and ending move into this bubble. Just like this rate hiking cycle has been, just like the upturn in equities, once this starts to take hold, we should see crude oil and other commodities start down. And by the way, natural gas is already leading this. The industrial metals index is not confirming the move that we're seeing in gold and silver and copper. So, there's cracks in the system, but it's a process, and we're not there. But anyway, the answer to your question is I think it's been a counter-trend move.
Is gold a good way to protect yourself if all these numbers start to crumble?
People are not going to like my answer, but this is contrary to what I think 90% of the world wants to hear. But, you know, the truth generally is, I don't think so personally, because what we're facing is a deflationary decline. And in a deflationary decline, metals do not do well. They go down. Commodities go down. And gold is going to be no exception. I don't see it being an exception here. In fact, I'm looking at gold. I'm thinking it's setting up with some rather bearishly, potentially. I can't make the call yet, but I think what we're moving into in conjunction with this everything bubble top is going to be some longer-term cycles that are going to set gold up for some, longer-term declines. So I think gold is going to be set up to go down with everything else. It's going to be a liquidation issue. And everything, I believe, all asset classes, I believe, go together. That's what happens in a deflationary environment, and that's what they've been trying to prevent.
Should we have the patience then of Warren Buffett, who's made his billions by being patient, anticipating market falls, and then, as they say, buy the dip, or it could be buy the crash?
Buy the crash. But this isn't, if the bubble truly comes unwound, then this isn't going to be like 07. It's not going to be like the dot-com bubble. And it's not going to be like 2020. It's going to dwarf all of those. If we only see something similar to, 30, 40, 50% decline, then it's going to be saved, because that's not the unwinding of the bubble. That's the magnitude of this. Those were corrections within the bubble. So I think we face something, the risk is that we face something much greater than that.
Wow, Tim. So maybe more than just a little Kevlar and tins of salmon.
Hey, do with the info what you want. But right now, let me reiterate. Mm-hmm. Right now, I do not think we are there. We are not set up. This is a process. We haven't seen the first rate cut yet. We haven't seen. There's some things I want to see with equities. I don't think we're there yet. I think there's higher prices in the short term, intermediate term. Yes, there's an intermediate term cycle top that is past due in equities. I'm surprised. This thing has been, by one measure, this is the most overbought intermediate term advance coming out of the October low in the history of the industrials, according to one indicator that I have. And so, yes, it's been an extreme move, but at the same time, I don't think this is the top yet, because it's not, you know, all the boxes aren't checked for me to call this a top. So I still think there's another rally out there once we get a breather here. And then from there, I'll start to look and see, you know, do the pieces, parts fall in place where I can start checking the boxes on a top. But I don't think we're there. As bearish as I am long term, I don't think we're there yet. I think it's probably going to be later this year in the third quarter.
Tim, if anyone's interested in this research, where can they get it?
Cyclesman.com. I covered in the research letters, and I have done a recap on all of this stuff, laying it out in the January letter, a little bit of a follow-up on it in February, and then the March letter, I explained more of the process. So I'm on top of it. I'm guiding my subscribers through it, and it is available through a subscription at Cycles News and Views.
Tim, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you.
My guest has been Tim Cyclesman Wood, editor of Cycles News and Views on cyclesman.com. If you have any questions for Tim or for any of our guests, send them to info@howstreet.com. We'll ask that question for you. Find us on X at How Street. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.